can feel free to heckle from behind there, too. It's fine.
Don't worry.
Oh, we're coming back to you live again.
Visual heckling as
from,
well.
From Veeam On 2017, only the single biggest and best conference in the entire world. That's right. So I have a question for you, Alan.
Why isn't your camera highly available?
Well, it's a good question, probably because I didn't buy two of them. I bought pretty much two of everything else with this kit. But so who do we have with us now, Alan?
So I'm Dean. I'm one of the UK Vanguard, and I work as a technical architect team leader for a company called Chess ITT.
Cool. All right. So how was your trip over, Dean?
Long, very, very long. But I do have to thank the fabulous Nick Fennell for telling me the night before what time in the morning I had to meet him at the airport to make sure I get here.
It is very important to plan your travel accordingly.
And not lose luggage.
And so so for us, as part of our planning of travel, we always like to try to get a little bit of an oversized room. So we've got a
So you've got room for friends.
Yes, we've got a small suite so we can accommodate some of our friends, set up a live studio in our hotel room. Why? This is just what Vanguards do. So, you know, we've had a lot of fun with this here today already in doing the live show. And we're actually going to be doing a lot more of this throughout the week as well, because it's not very often that I find you can get a lot of industry experts together from various walks of life in one place. And so that's what I really love about this conference, because you have such diversity. It's not just Microsoft. It's Microsoft. It's VMware, it's going to be HP and NetApp and everybody, all these different
You can't say
together.
The word Linux.
What? No, Linux is our friend with Microsoft now.
I know,
we've been
but
told
you,
so.
You rarely say that word.
What is that?
Yeah.
That's it.
No longer.
No.
I think it's very interesting that we have Veeam running now, an actual, as a backup product to begin with. A conference where people from all over the world will come and attend a two-day conference to learn about backup products. But when you think about backups, usually to most people, they're just thinking about an end file. I've deleted my Excel spreadsheet from yesterday and getting it back. But it is more about that, and Veeam marks it out as an availability product, which essentially is what it is. We know now you've sat here with your little camera that keeps overheating at the moment, and the availability on this for live streams isn't great, but it touches every single thing that we do on a day-to-day basis now.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a big piece of Veeam's future is going to be moving away from, you know, the physical infrastructure that you're going to be able to touch on a daily basis. I've seen a huge transition with almost every company to moving into cloud-based solutions. And so for Veeam, I think one of the big and kind of smart moves that they've had is kind of moving into Office 365 backup,
yeah.
You know, the new agents. And so I think there's going to be some also really cool releases coming with their new V10 launch as well.
Yeah, so the Office 365 one's really, really interesting, because even myself working as a consultant, Office 365, brilliant. Get rid of your Exchange server. Don't think about when it crashes at a weekend, disk drives filling up, logs not being deleted, so forth. Move it to Office 365, and every customer will be like, but what about backups? And let's be honest, everyone going, hey, it's in Office 365. You don't need backups. You will never have to recover it. You might pay for litigation hold, but actually we are seeing now in the marketplace as the wide adoption with Office 365 comes out that there is a need for backups. And that's where Veeam have seen that hole in the market and are offering a product for it.
And what do you think about beyond Office 365 moving into something like...
365.
moving beyond, but for OneDrive and other solutions in SharePoint. That's what I'm really hoping to hear some releases on this week.
Yeah, so the OneDrive one's really interesting. So I go to multiple businesses now where you get a 1 terabyte OneDrive as part of your Office 365 subscription. Everybody dumps everything into it, and then people share out files. But they're kind of consuming OneDrive in the wrong way, because OneDrive's kind of a personal storage. It's not really an absolute central business tool. That's what SharePoint's for. And companies still at the moment, when they look at SharePoint and look at the pricing of it to have additional storage, they still feel uncomfortable about it, because they're still getting used to moving to that OPEX model where they let go of control of certain things. But having that wider ecosphere around it to support it and look after it. So being able to back up your SharePoint online, do migration, so forth, whatever Veeam can do with that will help the adoption of them products, but then also help Veeam as well in their development of it.
Well, and there's two components for OneDrive as well. There's OneDrive and then there's OneDrive for Business.
Yes.
And the OneDrive
yes.
for Business actually directly hooking into SharePoint.
Yes.
And so now they're at the Build conference just this past week, Microsoft made some announcements around the new Creators update coming in. I think it's going to be in the fall. The new sync client is going to be able to sync individual files instead of full.
So that was one of the reasons for either misuse of the product or low uptake as well, was Microsoft made the initial agent releases very, very complicated, a pain in the backside. They even said themselves the Groove component that they built upon was very, very shoddy and they had to replace it. And then they brought out what they call the next-gen sync client, and that's been waiting around for a while on beta, but now is available to the public. And they even did something really daft at one point, which was they released the next-gen sync client, and your option was you can either sync your OneDrive for Business folders or you can sync your SharePoint folders, but not both at the same time.
Yep.
And we were all sat there going, hey, guys, this is a little bit stupid, don't you think? And there's no way around it.
Yeah.
But once they stop doing that, businesses will get on board with it, and they'll start integrating and moving data a lot faster.
Absolutely. So one of the things that's kind of cool is that who's taken over OneDrive for Business, and one of the reasons that you've started to see this advanced, is the one really Stephen Rose from Microsoft is actually a new principal program manager for OneDrive for Business. And he actually spun up a program similar to what we have with the Vanguards called Mode. So the Microsoft OneDrive experts. And so I was lucky enough to actually jump on board with that. So it's nice to have an inside track in that side as well. So like I said, it's going to be interesting to see what's coming for VeeamON. And any particular things that you're going to be doing in New Orleans? Is your first time?
So first time in New Orleans, first time in America. So we've definitely
first time in America.
First time in America.
Wow. Really?
I was even asked this by the passport control as well. The guy looked at me and said, "You know, like, been to America before? No." And then he looked at me again and just was like, "Why not?" So, you know, yeah. So I've hit Mexico, I've hit Canada before. So America the first time. We've
right
got to
on.
Start somewhere.
Got it. You got to go do a swamp tour. We went and did the swamp tour yesterday, and it was absolutely
so
amazing.
Our group Vanguard PA Nick Finelli is sorting out a swamp tour for us on Friday morning, I believe.
Yeah, I'm not paying for it.
Well, we'll give you guys a really good recommendation
because
the one that we went on was absolutely phenomenal. Unbelievable. All right, perfect, Dean. Thank you very
much
for joining us, and we'll line up the next Vanguard coming in. All right,
awesome.